This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Florida, tribes are fighting to stop a new immigration detention center in the Everglades. In this encore episode from March, Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke with Cheyenne Kippenberger, a member of the Seminole Tribe of Florida, about what the area means to indigenous people.
It's quiet, but listen closely. Those are the sounds of the Everglades. Cheyenne shared this clip with us to give us a sense of what her homeland sounds like. Here's our conversation. What are some challenges climate change is causing in Florida?
We're ground zero for climate change in Florida. We're facing rising sea levels. We're starting to see warming and acidification affecting our marine ecosystems and also affecting the Everglades. Natural disasters are going to continue to intensify down here. And what that means is our homelands are taking on the burden of the aftermath of man's actions. And now the people who live here are also going to experience the effects of climate change and suffer. And so we've seen what these hurricanes do. We've seen entire communities be destroyed. And so people's lives are at risk and our drinking water is at risk. It's really scary. Our home is at risk and our ways of life are at risk.
How has climate change impacted the Seminole tribe?
You know, we're battling for the protection and the preservation of our ecosystems. But what challenge I've seen come up like within that is the idea to protect and preserve to like these scientists and these organizations that definitely have great intentions, right? But what their idea of protection and preservation means is to like cut off the public's access. We want to see them be respected and we want to see them thrive, but we also want to be able to access our homelands, whether that's for medicinal purposes or ceremonial purposes, cultural purposes. I think that we're facing, you know, what really is the idea and the practices of preservation within our traditional knowledge systems versus like this newer Western scientific driven idea of knowledge. And, you know, in combination with that, there's also this kind of like uphill battle of having to like raise awareness and educate people on why it's important to protect and preserve these ecosystems.
Why do you think traditional knowledge is important as the country faces climate change?
We know these lands. All of our tribal communities have had a relationship with their traditional homelands for hundreds of thousands of years. We've treated it as a relative, and in turn, it has taken care of us as people. And traditional ecological knowledge is based on the foundation of that relationship. It is a practice of respect, of reciprocity, and care. And it's a knowledge base that expands across agriculture, across medicine, biodiversity, science, technology, and so much more. And we now more than ever need people to understand why caring for the land, caring for water, caring for the air is of the utmost importance, because climate change is happening. It is happening all around us. And so we need traditional ecological knowledge because we need to go back to respecting and valuing the land, not just for extractive purposes or for its resources, but for the simple fact that without it, we as people cannot survive.
How are you feeling about the new Trump administration, and what do you think its impact will be on the environment and indigenous communities?
I think a lot of us, if not all of us, have been feeling a lot of anxiety and worry, which I think is a very normal and natural reaction to everything that is happening around us. The truth is, it's very intense to be going through what we're experiencing right now. But despite that intensity and what feels like one gut punch after another, you know, as we see some of these orders roll out from the new administration, this is not the time to like curl up in a ball and accept despair as our mindset. This is the time that we really need to care for ourselves, like emotionally, mentally, and physically, so that we can continue to mobilize together, so that we can build communities, so that we can build bridges, but most of all, so that we can keep pushing on the momentum of our collective mission. And we want to see not just the survival of our people and future generations, but we want our people to be able to thrive and experience the world the way that we have and the way that our ancestors have.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.